After 2 weeks of wrangling over campaign finance reform, the Senate will turn to another showdown. This week, it's over the first Bush administration budget. The Senate has to approve broad outlines of that budget before it can take up tax cuts the president has requested. The debate promises to be lively, and as NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol, the first skirmishes took place this past Friday.
The Senate chamber was still echoing with the campaign finance debate when the Dean of Senate Democrats, Robert Byrd of West Virginia, rose and urged his colleagues to get focused on the budget debate due to begin tomorrow morning.
This is as critical a debate as you will ever participate in or witness or hear or see in your lifetime.
But Byrd and his fellow Democrats are not at all pleased that Republicans have scheduled such a momentous debate a full week before President Bush plans to release the details of his budget. Byrd urged his colleagues not to get ahead of themselves.
Don't start across that railroad crossing. The red lights are flashing. Don't start across it. Don't launch out into that unknown. Don't sign up. Don't sign up here. Let's wait and see what's in the president's budget.
But Arizona Republican John Kyle scoffed at Democrats' demands that they first see the president's budget.
It's a smokescreen to hide the fact that my friends on the other side of the aisle here are trying to delay the consideration of the budget in order to delay the consideration of tax relief so that possibly something will come up so that the tax relief won't pass to the degree that President Bush wants it to pass.
Senator Joseph Lieberman insists that's already the case. He says the president's tax cut will have to change if it's ever going to be approved by the Senate.
I still believe that the president's tax proposal itself is dead in the Senate. There aren't the votes to pass it as he wants to.
The budget being taken up in the Senate this week is essentially what the president broadly proposed when he spoke before Congress a month ago. It's 4% bigger than this year's, and it foresees $1.6 trillion in tax cuts over the next decade. Kent Conrad of North Dakota is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Budget Committee. He says Republicans are in such a rush to get to tax cuts, they skip the standard practice of first drafting a budget in committee.
This is a railroad. They don't want too much attention to what they're doing because they know it doesn't add up. They know there's enormous risk to it. They don't want to have much of a debate. They don't want to have much of a discussion.
But the Republican who chairs the Budget Committee, Pete Domenici of New Mexico, dismisses Conrad's complaints.
I don't know why they're being railroaded. They wanted a markup. We've gone through that. It's ancient history.
And Domenici predicts Republicans will get their budget approved in the evenly divided Senate.
Let me put it this way. I'm not entering this debate with the intent of losing.
At least one Republican senator has made it clear to his leaders, though, that he won't vote for a budget that contains the tax cuts the president is calling for. He's Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island.
I said I want to reiterate my opposition to the tax cut, but I will vote with my party, our party, on the process.
But the process leading up to a vote on the budget could get complicated. Conrad says Democrats could slow things down on the Senate floor.
It's not my intention at this point to take the steps that we could take to prevent reaching a conclusion next week. But I am not going to say I absolutely will not do those things because I don't know the steps that they'll take next week.
Republicans are hoping to have the budget approved by Friday, the start of a 2-week recess. But Democrats may try to delay that vote until after the recess. They hope the details of the president's plan, which will have come out by then, will prompt even more Republicans to question that budget. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.